Novomatic receives UAE vendor gaming license. Novomatic has been awarded an official gaming vendor license by the General Commercial Gaming Regulatory Authority, GCGRA, becoming the second supplier to gain access to the UAE's gaming market. The Tier 1 license grants Novomatic the legal backing to supply its land-based gaming products to operators in the UAE. Novomatic's primary partner in the jurisdiction will be Wynn Resort, which has secured approval for its ongoing Al Marjan Island casino development in Ras Al Khaimah. Quote, receiving this license as one of the first gaming technology groups worldwide is a significant milestone for Novomatic. This honor reflects our unwavering commitment to offer the most innovative products fulfilling the highest standards of responsible gaming. As we enter this exciting opportunity in the United Arab Emirates market, we successfully continue our international expansion strategy. Stefan Krenn, member of the executive board of Novomatic AG Group. Following Aristocrat's footsteps, Novomatic's license announcement comes on the heels of a similar milestone from Aristocrat, which received the first gaming vendor license from the GCGRA in October. Like Novomatic, Aristocrat's license allows it to supply gaming machines, online slots, and tech solutions in the UAE. To obtain the license, both companies had to meet the federal entity's stringent regulatory standards for operating in the jurisdiction. Quote, as a leading global player in the gaming industry, Novomatic is excited to bring its cutting-edge product portfolio to this dynamic and rapidly growing market. Our latest gaming solutions are designed to deliver exceptional performance to land-based gaming facilities across the United Arab Emirates, ensuring that international players can enjoy their preferred games with the same high standards and quality they expect from other jurisdictions worldwide. Thomas Schmalzer, VP Global Sales and Product Management at Novomatic AG. While Wynn is currently the only licensed gaming operator in the UAE, the GCGRA is expected to award more licenses to other international gaming companies in the coming months. Last year, MGM Resorts CEO Bill Hornbuckle revealed that his company has formally applied for a license to operate a casino in the Federation.